Those two caves that are back there, that one of them has a path that goes all the way up to the Bush House and Grant's Farm. Because that's one of their summer houses. That house that's back there, that used to be one of the Bush summer houses, and they donated it and stuff to the park. Cool. That's been like a little, you know, myth since I was a kid. And there's my playful granddaughter.
All right. Well, y'all have fun.
That tree is totally
Thank you.
But I need some water.
I have some too, thank you. That's one thing you need plenty of while you're geocaching.
Oh, yeah. We freeze
the water bottles.
The water bottles and fill them up before we leave.
Mm-hmm, it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Oh, I usually end up wearing most of the stuff I go through and go home with all kinds of mosquito bites.
Boy, I always wear long pants and long sleeves.
I need to get some. I don't even have own a pair
Poison
of jeans.
Poison Ivy will find me and follow me around.
Well, the other day I had sprayed myself with bug, but I didn't spray my socks. We got seed ticks, and they were so small, they were like the pin. Point, not the pin head, the point. They were so small. I go, what the heck is that? And I thought it was dirt, and it was seed ticks. It was just about a million.
I was just in Wyoming caching. Went out through northern Colorado over that Powder River, and there's a lot of caches along there, and I did some of them, and then did a lot of caching in Green River. That's not really mountains, but it's high elevation, desert more or less. But
big cluster of them now?
Oh, yeah. They got a lot going for them out there. They got a lot of interest. And we hit a cache while we were there. My sister-in-law is a cacher.
She lives there?
Yeah. We put her right where she can watch it from her deck.
In her private property? Or?
No, right on the road. She's like the second house off the main road, so we just drilled out a rock and put it there.
Can I take your picture?
Sure. And who are you, Marble Boy?
Yes.
And you're the photographer today?
Yep.
Okay. Go ahead.
You can rip them up.
Thank
Get
you.
It? Cool.
This concludes part one of two of the Slaga 2007 Summer Picnic. In part two, which will be the next Slaga Geocaching Podcast episode, I continue with audio from the picnic by talking with Pandy Andy, who developed a unique game for the picnic. I talk with various geocachers during the day, including an elderly gentleman who discovered the Slaga picnic after watching the KSDK TV cover story about geocaching, and then following links on the internet to the event calendar on our Slaga website. This concludes the Slaga Podcast. For more information about the Slaga Group and geocaching in the St. Louis, Missouri area, go to www.geostl.com. Here's wishing you a strong signal and a trusty bearing.